the Ferish, Mechitza HaMeres Me'eleho is also good. Mechitza does not have to be Bidei Adam, and it certainly does not have to be made L'Shem Kach. Does not be made L'Shem Mechitza. So that's what the Chazon Ish points out. If you have the buildings lining the streets over here, so the walls of the buildings are not only a Mechitza for the inside, walls of the buildings are Mechitza for the outside. So that makes the street into Rosh HaZayochit. You have, let's say, in Manhattan, or Chazon Ish writes, in any big city, Paris, he writes about Paris. So the street is lined with buildings. So you have two mechitzas on either side of the street. Two parallel mechitzas. One Tana holds that makes it Rishus Hayach. We don't pass like that. Rabbi Yehuda holds. There are two parallel mechitzas Rishus Hayach. So we pass, and you have to have three. But if you walk far enough down 185th Street, you're probably going to bump into Broadway, and across the street on Broadway, there are going to be storefronts. So that's the third mechitza. So the Chazon Ish would say that this street, 185th Street, is the Rishus Hayach Menater. So Moshe writes in the Tshuva, that's impossible. The Mechitza Meres Melech is good, but it does make the streets into Rishus Hayach. But what the Chazon Ish said is Beferish and Gemara. It's a Beferish and Gemara like that. And it wasn't the Chazon Ish's Einfall. In the Sefer Orches Chaim by the Sipinker, he wants to mention that already. He has comments practically sif by sif. He gives the Amar Mekaymus to Achreinim on every sif in Or Chaim. So he quotes, before the Chazon Ish was born, the Achreinim already said like that. If you have a big city and they have all the houses are touching each other, so you have many of the streets are going to be Rishus Hayochid Menatar. Chazon Ish says it. Chazon Ish says it. Even, let's say this is Broadway. This is 185th Street. So 185th Street, the walls don't go Casada. Here there's a gap from the eastern side of Broadway to the west side. There's a big gap. So usually if you have a Tirtza, yes, and a yes there, whenever you have Mechitza, so there are always gaps. There's always a gap in the Mechitza. So if it's only Brubala Parit, so it's considered as if the whole wall is awesome. But if you have a Tirtza, yes, and a yes, or Amis, then it's no good. So you always have the Pirtzi Yesem Yesem. How can the Chazon Ish say that 185th Street becomes the Rishus Hayochid? You have the Pirtzi Yesem Yesem. And then when you cross, what's the street after Broadway? The street is Wadsworth. Got it ready. Yeah. So this is going to be Wadsworth. Then you're going to have, what's the next spot? St. Nicholas. I don't know. You're going to have St. Nicholas going over here, Wadsworth going over here. Then you're going to have Audubon going over here. So every time you have Wadsworth or St. Nicholas or Audubon, there's always a gap of more than Eser Amos crossing the streets. So there's a big machlokes achreinim. The Mishkan is Yankov had this correspondence with Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius back and forth about all the Eruv in Europe. So they had disagreements about certain points. So one of the points they had a machlokes was whether Pirtzei Yes and the Eser is a din deraisa, a din derabon. So the Mishkan is Yankov thought that it's a psul deraisa. He thought it's Aloha Moshe Messina, Shiur Chatzitz and Mechitz, and it's Aloha Moshe Messina. Even though you have one mid Merubal Aparitz, Pirtzi Esmeasa ruins the Hemshech. And Chazon Ish writes that it was Mekubal, it was accepted by the overwhelming majority of the Poskim, like Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, that Pirtzi Esmeasa was only a Dim Medir Abonim, it's not a Dim Medir Torah. After this was all printed, after the Mishkan Yanka was printed, after the Chazon Ish was printed, then they discovered it's a Beferish and Machlokes in Rishayim, this Shaila. Ben Hananel says one way, and the Tosfei Arosh says the other way, where the Pirtzei Esem Yeser is a Dinder Ais, a Dinder Abban. But okay, so the Chazon Ish claims that it was Mekubal, but it's a Dinder Abban. So the Chazon Ish holds that this makes the whole 185th Street into Rishus Hayochid Min HaTorah, because he say, Oymed, and the Oymed Merubal Aparetz, going here, here's Gimel Mechitzis, the front, the store fronts on Broadway, on the western side of Broadway, is the third mechitzah, and here are the two mechitzahs. Then he says, but what's going to make, Audubon, and what's going to make St. Nicholas into Rishus Hayochid Min HaTorah? So he says, since Min HaTorah, you say, Oymed Merubal Aparetz, this is considered Kisasim, even though it's Yeser Yeser, but Min HaTorah is considered Kisasim. So that, even if you'll assume that on Broadway you just have two parallel walls, the eastern wall and the western wall that go parallel over here on St. Nicholas, or what's the name of the other street over here? Got it ready. What about, whatever it is. But he says, since You say Kisasim Dami, so that makes this also in Terbishu Sayachit. So it's considered as if you, here you have two walls, and here's the third wall. This imaginary line that you draw over here is not only good to make the inside, the 185th street in Terbishu Sayachit, imaginary line makes all of the cross streets also enter Rishon Sayachit. Once all the cross streets are enter Rishon Sayachit, so let's say you have a break, what's the next block after 185th? What's the next block that has 187th? I don't know. So let's say over here you have 187th. So let's say for argument's sake, there is no storefront over there. Let's say 187th goes straight through. But since this is considered Rishon Sayachit, because this imaginary line makes all about into Rishon Sayachit, so then you draw the imaginary line over here. So these imaginary lines make the whole Autobahn, make the whole St. Nicholas, make the whole Broadway into Rishon Sayachit. So then any street that crosses that also becomes a Rishon Sayachit. So that's what he says, in a big city where you have all the streets that are crisscrossing each other, drawing these imaginary lines on Mashlim to make the inside. You start off to make 185th Street into Rishon Sayachit, because you have the base machitz is parallel. And Pirtzei Yes Mes is only with the Rabbanah. Then you have the third mechitz over here, the front of the stores. Once you have that, it makes all the interlocking streets into Rishon Sayachit. One can dig himself with, that's what the Chazon Ish writes. One can dig himself with the Chazon Ish. Maybe this halacha, the Raymid Meruba Laparetz, is considered kisasum. Maybe it's only kisasum from the perspective of the inside. Viewing the street, 185th Street, that makes that. But it makes all the cross streets also makes. What about it? St. Nicholas and Broadway makes all the other streets also Rishon Sayachit. Maybe that's a big chiddush. That is what the dings are. The first part, after all the Achrenim said. And that's Beferish and Nigamah, where Rav Moshe said that Mechitza Meres Me'leho is a good Mechitza, but they can't make the streets into Rishon Sayachit. That's against Nigamah. Nigamah Beferish, that they do make. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Nigamah says you have two buildings on either side of the street. The buildings, the walls of the buildings were put up to enclose the inside of the buildings. The people who put up the buildings didn't have a mind to make the street into Rishon Sayachit. But that's what the Gemara says, it doesn't matter. Mechitza Meres Me'leho is good. So the street becomes a Rishon Sayachit.
Why would one think that it would matter what the purpose of the Mechitzas were created for initially? Why? What is the
doesn't matter. I don't know. He says you can't declare the street as a Rishon Sayachit. Why not? Why not? I don't know. The Gemara is beferish like that. Unless he said that it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds two parallel walls, make a Rishon Sayachit. But if you hold you need three, then it's not. Why should it be totally zed bezed? I don't know. Anyway, so Mechitza Meres Me'leho, there's a beferish it did in the Gemara that's good. What's no good Mechitza? What's no good Meres Me'leho? Koira, when you have a Mavui that has three Mechitzas and you're missing the Tikkun and the Ruach HaVeis and it's only needed Midrabbanan. So if you put a korah, you put a beam going over, let's say here. Yes. Let's imagine this is the mavui, and you have three mechitzas like this, one, two, three, and these are tall buildings. So you put a korah going over here, going from the top of this building to the top of this building. So that's not a mechitza. That we'll have to discuss. Maybe it should be mechitza. It's not considered a mechitza. It's only Mishum Heker. So if the building is Lamaila Meser Mama, the Kor is Lamaila Meser Mama, so there is no Loshalta Be'ena, like an Erchanika Lamaila Meser Mama, Loshalta Be'ena, like the Sukkah Lamaila Meser Mama, Loshalta Be'ena, so it wouldn't be good for a Kor. So by Korah, which is only Mishum Hekera, it's not Mishum Echitza at all, so there you have to have it. It should be placed L'shem Hekera. You have to put it up L'shem Kacha B'mikre. It happens to be that there's a Korah there, so that's not acceptable. By Lechi, I mean Me'elov, that's a machloikas abai barov. If Lechi Mishum Mechitza, it doesn't have to be put up L'shem Hekera. But if Lechi is not Mishum Mechitza, Lechi Mishum Hekera, then it has to be put up L'shem Heter. That's the first klal. Second klal, I mean Merubala parts. Okay, that's a din in Kolotar Kula, there's a din of Ruba Kukuloi. The Gemara has a machloikas, whether what if it's Oymed Kipparts, it's exactly 50-50. So there's a sugyan chulin. What if you shecht the kon and the veishit? You shecht it exactly machza machza. So we assume machza machza is no good by shechita. We assume machza machza. The Gemara in chulin has a discussion about machza machza for shviras hakelim. Klicheris tefila b'mikveh doesn't help. So you have to that's by Bishul, that Hagola doesn't help. But there's another din that if a klecheres becomes tamei, so tefillah b'mikvah doesn't help, so you have to smash it. Once you smash it, it becomes tar. What if you smashed the kli in such a way, you broke it into two parts? One part has 80% of the kli from before, one part has 20%. So the part that has 80% has the roiv remaining from before, so that's ruba kukuloi. So then it's still tamei, it'll still retain the tumah. If you broke it in three parts, 30%, 40%, and 30%, so then none of the three parts have roiv, so all three will be tahar. But if you broke it in such a way that roiv is still there, the ruba kukula, it's still tamei. So the Gemara discusses there, what if it's matzah matzah? So the two sugyas about matzah matzah, sugi and erevin. What if you have oimid kippar, it's exactly the same. And there's a sugi and chulan about shchita and about the korban pesach, if the roiv atzibah is tamei, what if it's matzah matzah? So Tosis points out they're not connected with each other. There's room to argue the point and say, even if in Kola Tarakula Machza Machza is not Kiroi, because it's not, you don't have Roi, you have Machza Machza, but maybe Machza Machza by Mechitzis is good. Gemara's Lashem was Shiurin Chatzitzin and Mechitzin, Allah al Moshe Misenai. So maybe by Mechitzin there's a special Kula. Maybe Machza Machza is good there. So the din is you need basically Oymed Meruba la Poritz, and Machza Machza is a Diyun in the Gemara, it's a question in Tosfos, why we make all. By Machza Machza, they said maybe it's because of a Svek Sveker, maybe it's not because we really paskin. Machza Machza is good. And Oymed Buru Balaparitz is a very strange Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says, let's say you have an area, and you have a Mechitza, so you have an area that's rectangular in shape. Okay, not every area is going to be rectangular, but let's say you have rectangular shape. So Oymed Buru Balaparitz means you take into consideration all the four bars of the rectangle, you have to have a rive of everything. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, somebody asked him, it's against, favorish against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amir Murba al-Parts, you judge each bar of the rectangle separately. On the fourth side, Minator, you don't need any, Minator, you don't need a tikkun on the Ruch Revi, so you need a three mechitzas. So on the three mechitzas, on each wall, you say, Amir Murba al-Parts. You don't say the sach hakol of all the walls around. So what does Dorach HaShulchan say that the Oymed Meruba Laparitz is determined by adding up the whole circumference of the whole rectangular shape? Rav Moshe tries to defend Dorach HaShulchan. He says maybe what he meant was on the level of the Raisa like that. But Halacha L'Maaseh Midrabbanan, you judge each bar separately. Let's say this is 100 amas long, and you have only 49 amas I made, and 51 amas is missing. But over here you have 100 amas straight, and have 100 amas over here. So you have 248 amas standing. So you have, if you would consider everything all together, so you have I made Merubala parts, if you consider everything. But that's beferish against the Gemara. You don't consider all of the whole sum total of all of the bars. You have to determine each one separately. So that's Rabbi Moshe says Baloshan Shal Kavod. We don't pass like the Orach HaShulchan. He says maybe he meant on the level of the Reis, but Halacha L'Maaseh, it's not correct. Then there's a difficult Mishnah Berurah. When I looked over a roof in this shaila, never came up. But this the Mishnah Berurah makes a statement: if you have a Oymed Meruba LaParitz she'etzlo, it's also good. Let's say you have a bar. Let's say you have a bar, a rectangular shape. Let's make up some numbers. I don't know. Let's say you have 10 amas over here, 9 amas missing, then you have 10 amas, 9 amas missing, then you have 10 amas. Let's say you keep on having gaps. And each gap is less than Esser, so you have no problem piercing Esser and Esser. So if you add up all the omeids, it's not 51% of the whole length of the whole thing. But this is Oymed Meruba LaParitz she'etzlo. This is 10 and this is 10. And 9 is missing in the middle. So the Mishnah Berurah has a chiddush, an original chiddush. The Shechadeh says it's not true. He says it's not correct. He says, if Oymed Meruba LaParitz she'etzlo, since the Oymed is next to the 9, it's considered as if the 9 is filled in. So it's considered as if you have 29 solid amas over here. And even though the sum total of all the oymeids is less than 51% of the whole bar, it's still going to be good. So the Chananish claims that it's against the Gemara, that it's there is no such thing. I never came across that in real life. I never came across an area where they were that the Shiloh should come up with. You rely on Imen Merubah LaParcha Etzlam. Then there's a Gemara. Gemara has a din. Also, Avir the Hagisa of Mevatalei. That's a Chiddush. That's a Beferish Gemara. What's the case of the Gemara? Let's say five armors is a wall, and nine armors is missing, and five armors another wall. Let's see, 9 is 18. So you have more parts than you have oimei. That's not good. So let's make this smaller. Let's make this 6. Let's say 9 is 6 is 15. It's also no good. Let's make this 6. Okay. So you have 16. Let's say the walls like this. You have five armors standing, six armors standing. So you have 16 armors standing, and then you have 9 is missing and 6 is missing. So you have 15 is missing. So you have more than right. It's under group of parts. But the Gemara has a din. Asi avir the hagisa mevatule. The five in the middle is not considered an ayin. Since on the right side and on the left side, on both sides, there's a gap that's equal to or bigger than the ayin. This is only an omer of 5 omers, and this is 6 omers missing, this is 9 omers missing. So it's considered as if the 5 is also parrots. So how much do you have now? You have 9 is 6, it was 15, and another 5 is 20. So it's considered as if 20 is missing, and only 11 is standing. So that's considered parrots merubah la'omer, and the homochit says no good. So that's a gemara. That's a gemara. This comes up sometimes in real life. Also, Avir, the high geese, the Vaplay. The Shaila that comes up also is, what if you would have, let's say, over here, this would be 46 amas. This is 46 amas. This is 5 amas, this is 5 amas. And because this is 6 and this is 9, so the 5 is considered as if it's not there. So you're missing, Nachama, you're missing 20 in the middle. But you have 46 standing and 5 standing. So you have 51 standing and 20 missing. But since you say, oh, see, I hear the high geese of the Matalai, you have a pirtzi yesa and a yesa. So that Gemara that says, oh, see, I hear the high geese of the Matalai, is no matter case. We only had 6 arms over here, not 46 arms. So if you're saying the Matalai, the 5 is considered as if it were a parutz, so now you have parutz merubah lo'ayme. You have parrots 20, and Aymed was only 11, the 6 and the 5. But over here, if it's 46 instead of 6 over here, so the worst it can be is that it's a pirtza yasa me yasa. So that's a shayla. Do you say, Osi alir the hagisa mevatalei, after being mevatalei, it's not going to be a parrots merubah la'omer. It'll just be a pirtza yasa me yasa. So Moshe writes lahakil. It came up aloha mice in Sige. So he writes that it's lahakil. He doesn't explain why. Why should it be lahakil? So I think it's implicit that it's true. Rav Moshe didn't write well. A lot of his Jews are not well written. He doesn't say explicitly what he's driving at. So what he seems to be driving at is, he seems to think like the Chazanim. So Pirtzi SMS, it was only Midr Rabbanim. If you have Poritz, Murubah La'imin, it's a Din D'Raisa. And you apply this Chiddush, I'll say, Avir the Hagisa Mubatle. But if you're just dealing with the Pirtzi SMS, which is only the Rabbanim, there's another tshuva also where he also seems to hold the farish that it's only the Rabbanan. He says, if it's a suffix, if you have a pirtzi yesmeyes, so you can go the kula. He doesn't explain why. He says, so obviously pirtzi yesmeyes is only the Rabbanan. If it's hard to measure, sometimes it's hard to tell, so you have a right to say, sveka the Rabbanan the kula. So he seems to hold the farish like the Chazanish. Some of the Kanoim want to do away with all the Eruvin in America. So they said, the Chazanish made a mistake. Pirtzi Asamiyasu was a din deraisa. They discovered that it's a machlekes in the Rishayim. So it's a machlekes in the Rishayim. So what? It was machlekes, the Mishkan is Yankef, and Ephraim Zarmago, the machlekes in the Rishayim also. Chazanish says it was accepted like the Beis Ephraim, that Pirtzi Asamiyasu was only with the Rabbanim. But Moshe also seems to assume like that. Pirtzi Asamiyasu is only Rabbanim. So they all didn't know everything. Chazanish, his expertise was there. He became famous because of everything. So Moshe has this very strange. He seems to be assuming Pirtzi Esmeas is only with the Rabbanon, and therefore he says also Adir the Hagisa, the Hagisa Mevatle only poses a problem when it's after Mevatle. Then you're going to have Pirtz Meruba Loimba. If you're only going to have Pirtzi Esmeas, then it doesn't bother me. So he says, let's check through the Masechta to see if there are any contradictions. What do you mean? Check through the Masechta, see if you have any riots. No, he says Lahakil, and check to see if there are any. So first he goes the whole Masechta with Rashi. Then he goes with Tosfos. Tosfos on base on the base is against it. So what did he? It's a very strange tshuva. First he goes the whole Masechta with Rashi, Gemara here. No Gemara is contradicted. Then the Tosfos on base on the base. Oh, he fudges. He touches it up. Chazanish writes about this topic. He said Chazanish and the Sfasam, they both say it's no good. It's enough in the Tosfos on base on the base. So you say Asi Avir the Hagisa Mevatle. Even if after being Mevatle. It'll only be a Pirtzi Yasmiyasa. It doesn't necessarily imply that Pirtzi Yasmiyasa is a din deraisa. Chazanish holds that it's only a din derabana. But still, you still stay Asi Avir, the Hagisa Mabatla. So this does come up sometimes. Rav Moshe wrote a whole tshuva about the Erev and Sigate, about that issue.
Is the Avir Mabatla that, let's say, that five in the corner? Meaning, is the Avir one side?
Most of the Bali Tosis has this guy. Most of the Bali Tosis, that's not called Avira the Alma here. Everything over here is Avira, there's nothing there. That doesn't count. Only Avira that's relevant to us. We ignore everything that's outside of the rectangular shape. So there's only Avira the Haigi, so the nine on the right side, but there's nothing on the left side. On the left side doesn't count. There's one day in Tosis, not so, but we don't follow it. We follow the Shita. You only count the Avira that's the gear that's contiguous to the area that's being closed.
If that's really called Avir, then it would be Pashit that the Marios Chomer by Tzitzis shouldn't be Shaykh either, because the Avir Me'alma shouldn't be Mevatel, shouldn't be Mestarik.
The Chazanish talks about that Maharil, as the Avir, it's the Avir of Alma, yes.
So the
Avir quotes the Maharil that people have hypertonfus and the straps are so thin, so the opening by the neck is wider than the shoulder over here. So he says, the Avir of the Hagisa, Mevatel, so it's considered as if there's no shoulder there. So he says, people didn't understand. I remember if the Maharil uses that Lashon Asi Avir the Hagisa, he says that some Rishonim learned the Farish, that's a Gemara. What the Maharil says is a Gemara. In the beginning of the Erevin, the very beginning of the first pair. And he says, Avir the Alma doesn't really count, but it's for a different reason. It's not called a beggar. It's not the same. The expression may be the same, but the meaning is not the same. Here it's a Din Hilchas Mechitzas. Yeah. Pirtzi Esmeyasa we discussed, that's a big machlokes, whether it's a din deraisa or din derabbanan. Pirtzi Esmeyasa is relevant for kilayim. A person, let's say, he plants, he owns North Dakota and South Dakota. So he plants North Dakota is all grapes and South Dakota is all grain. So if he plants everything mamish up until the edge, so they're within dalaramas of each other, they're so close to each other, so that'll be kilayim. Klai Mechutz L'Oretz is only Midi Rabbanan. But if it would be Eretz Yisrael with such a thing, then it would be Klai HaKerem, that would be a Din Deraisa. If you have a Mechitza separating, you have a wall, a fence, or even a Tzuras HaPesach, if you have in Shul, between the men and the women, you have a Tzuras HaPesach, so they can be sleeping on each other's shoulders. Tzuras HaPesach in the Shul is not acceptable, I assume. But if you have a Tzuras HaPesach by Klai HaKerem, the Mishnah says that it is acceptable. You have the grains growing over here and the grapes growing over here, and they're all growing together, but they're planted in the ground over here and over here, and you have Al Pidin, and Tzuras HaPesach is a Mechitza. So that shows that Tzuras HaPesach is Matik Laim Deraisa in Eretz Yisrael. See that Tzuras HaPesach works Men HaTorah. Tzuras HaPesach is what we call in Yiddish and Erev, Kodim Mikamikon Al Gabeim, the frame of a door. So the frame of a door is considered as if it were a Mechitza. The Prima Gadim raises a possibility, Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Maybe Tzuras HaPesach only works mid the Rabbanan. Maybe Minatara, if you have a Carmelis, you make a Tzuras HaPesach, maybe it's still a Carmelis. just that a Carmelist usually is forbidden to carry midrabban. If you make it Tzuras HaPezah, then you're allowed to carry in this Carmelist. But he raises the possibility, maybe it's still not a Rishus HaYochad. If you're going to carry from the Rishus HaRabim into this area that has the Erev, that has the Tzuras HaPesach, maybe you're not going to be Chayiv, because maybe Tzuras HaPesach only works midrabban. So they all ask against the Prima Gadim, how can he say that? It's an often in Mishnah that Tzuras HaPesach is Matav B'Kelayim. It's Matav and he said, there I said, Kelay HaKerem. So the Litvaks, the Chazanish was a Litvak, so the Litvak say, Prima Gadim made a mistake, that's all. But by the Galiziana, the Hungarians, that's not Shaykh. Prima Gadim made a mistake. Prima Gadim was a Boki Niflo. He was a Psak Halacha. He writes on Shulchan Aruch. How can you assume he made a mistake? So they defended the Prima Gadim. So they said the Din Mechitza by Shabbos, and it could be allowed to carry the Din Mechitza by Kelai HaKerem. It's a different Din Mechitza. By Shabbos, it has to be a Mechitza HaMakefes. It has to be Makef the whole area. To declare the whole area as a Rishus HaYochid. By Kalayim, it doesn't have to be Makif, it doesn't have to come around complete circuit. By Kalayim, if you're planting grapes in North Dakota, and Tvua in South Dakota, you just have a Mechitza HaMafsekes and Shain. It doesn't have to come around to a full circle to be Makif the whole North Dakota, Makif the whole South Dakota. Just meet on Mechitza to be Mafsek. And maybe those Mishnayos that say explicitly that Tzuras HaPesach works Man HaTorah to be Mata by Kalayim, that's because Tzuras HaPesach is a mechitza min HaTorah to be mechitza hamapsekes, mechitza hamabdeles. So that, yes, but a mechitza hamakefes, that's where the Prima Gadim raised the possibility, maybe it's not acceptable. Chazanish holds that the Prima Gadim is wrong. That's all. Tzuras HaPesach works min HaTorah. And the Galatian Achrayim defended him by saying it's two different deal. So the Mishnah says, Beferish, if you want to plant grapes over here and grain over here and you want to have a fence in between, so you have to have a mechitza 10 tefachim tall, or a tzuras hapesach, something. So what if you have gaps in the mechitza? You have a mechitza 20 amos, then it's missing 5 amos, then you have 20 amos, then it's missing 5 amos. So the Mishnah says that that's okay, because since it's oimid merub al haparetz, not only oimid merub al haparetz, it's makif in area. No, oimid, however long, it's not going to be oimid, let's say, between North Dakota and South Dakota. So you're missing every 10 amas, you're missing 5 amas. You have 10 amas standing, 5 amas missing, 10 amas standing, 5 amas missing. So, but the mechitza doesn't go to the east coast or the west coast, it just goes between North Dakota and South Dakota. It's still good. If it's Aymer Murabal parts, it's still good. But if it's Pirtza Yesem Yesed, then the Mishnah says that it's no good. The din of Pirtza Yesem Yesed is not good. It's considered a Pirtza. So let's say you have, between North Dakota and South Dakota, you have 10 amas standing and 5 amas missing, 10 amas standing. So you can even plant grapes and grain on this side, on that side, even connect the 5 amas that's missing. But if you have, let's say, 100 amas standing and 11 amas missing, 100 amas standing and 11 amas missing. So we have the 100 amas standing, you can plant your grapes over here and the grain over there. When you have the 11 amas missing, you can't plant. Then you have to be marchik. You have to have whatever harchok is needed between the grapes and the grain. Whatever there's no, say in Hilchot Shabbos, let's say you have a mechitza, there's makif in area in Hilchot Shabbos. So you have every 100 amas, there's 11 amas missing. So you don't say, you can carry next to the 100 amas, and you can't carry next to the 11 amas. The mechitza has to be makif the whole area. If you have a pirtza anywhere, a yeser, that ruins the whole thing. It's not makif anything over here, you're not allowed to carry at all. But by kloy hakerem, if you have 100 amas standing and 11 amas missing, 100 amas standing, 11 amas missing, that's the way it goes. So whenever you have the 11 amas missing, you don't say, Amid Murubala Parts Kisosam. So there you can't plant right near each other. You have to be Marchik, whatever the share is, Dalal Amas, or whatever the share is. But Kenegat the 100 Amas, you can't plant. So that's Mishnah, is that the din of Pirtzi Yesem Yeser even applies with respect to Kalayim. It's not just with respect to Hilchot Shabbos. What is the Isa of the Rabbana? It doesn't make a difference. It applies equally to Hilchot Shabbos and to Hilchot Kalayim. What's the din Mechitza Teluya? That's a machlokes Tanoim. If you have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall, but it's suspended above the ground. So if it's within 3 tefachim to the ground, you say lovad, it's considered as if it's mamish on the ground. If it's suspended, tluya, suspended above 3 tefachim, then you don't say lovad, so then it's not acceptable. There's a machlokes Tanoim, whether lovad is 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim. I think we just spoke about it last week. So when the Gemara is loshen, you get perhaps the impression that Allah al Moshe Misinai, the Gemara says, Shiurin chatzitz and mechitzin aloch al Moshe Misin. The Gemara says, what mechitzin? The Gemara says, good, love, v'doif, and akuma. Those three dinim, and mechitzin, that's aloch al Moshe Misin. So what do you mean, lavud? So what's lavud? So three tvachim. So there's a machlekes hatarayim, whether three tvachim or four tvachim, how can it be? There's a famous Rambam in the Haknamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis, but the Rambam says, there never was a machlekes and a halachal Moshe Misina. So the Chavis Yair has a slew of kashas against the Rambam. There's so many gemaras where there is a machlekes and a halachal Moshe Misina. But what about over here? The truth of the matter over here, you get perhaps the impression from the Gemara in Erevin that halachal Moshe Misina was if you have a mechitzah hagdoyim bokim bo. That's not a valid mechitza. That was the lashon of the halacha Moshe Mesina. Now, what's the definition of gedoyim bokim bo? How many centimeters? How many inches? How do you translate that? What size gedi? A big fat gedi or a baby gedi or a middle size gedi? What size gedi? So that was the machlokes hatanya. How do you translate the klal of gedoyim bokim bo? So one Tana said three tefachim, one Tana said four tefachim. It's not that there was a machlokes. What was the halacha Moshe Mesina? The lashon of the halacha Moshe Mesina probably was kol mechitza shagdoyim bokim bo. If the gedoyim could go easily bevas rosh, you can easily go on the bottom. It's not called a mechitza. And that was machlokes. What size gedi are you talking about? Is it a gedi that can go if you have three tefachim missing, or a gedi that can only go if you have four tefachim missing? So we pass on three tefachim. So mechitza tefuy is a machlokes hatanaim in Shabbos for Shabbos purposes, and machlokes hatanaim in Sukkah. Also, the Gemara says there would have been room to distinguish. Maybe Shabbos is mocham, or Sukkah is kal. Maybe mechit. Maybe the fadas that is suspended above the ground would be good for Sukkah. Maybe for Shabbos, no good. There would be room to distinguish in the other direction. Also, bottom line, we paskan is the same. Mechitza tluya is no good for Shabbos, and mechitza tluya is no good for the tfanas of the Sukkah either. Mechitza tluya is no good. The Chasam Sofer had a problem. They had anti-Semites in Pressburg, where he was the rabbi in Hungary. And they used to rip down the Erev all the time. So he gave a solution. How tall is the biggest hoodlum who's going to rip down the Erev? 7 feet tall. And how high is his hand? Another couple of feet high. So start the poles that are going to hold the strings. The pole has to be 10 tefachim tall. Who said it has to be the first 10 tefachim above the ground? So he says, put the poles on the side of a building that's very tall, and put it from the third floor up 10 tefachim, and then put the string on top of that, so they can't reach that. Thus, they're going to take a ladder. The hoodlum is going to take a ladder, so by the time they bring the ladder, we'll punch them, we'll beat them up, and everyone realizes that he's ruining the air. So the Chazanish quotes this practice of the Chasam Sofer. And he says, how can that be acceptable? Atzuras HaPesach has a din of a mechitza. Mechitza tluya is not acceptable. Mechitza has to be within three tefachim to the ground. So how can you start the pole of the Erev? How can you start the pole of the Erev that it should be suspended in midair? He said, that's not acceptable. So what in the world did the Chasam Sofer think? Isn't it elementary that it's not acceptable? Mechitza tluya is not acceptable. I said, oh, I know what he thought, and I think that it's wrong. So the Chazanish says, there is a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says, Bava Kamma, a darkness shall be neodmel hischachech b'ksolim. It's not normal that normal people who walk in the street, a lot of people are not normal, but normal people who walk in the street do not walk leaning with their jacket or with their shirt directly above the building. The buildings are dirty. The buildings have jagged edges, so you're going to get your shirts dirty, you're going to rip your shirts. So people walk at least 2-3 inches away. So he thinks the Loshon HaGemara is mechitza shahagadoyim bokim bo. A mechitza tluya is no good. It's not mechitza tluya is no good. If gadoyim bokim bo, it's no good. The Gemara says if you have mechitza shahadogim bokim bo, let's say you have a tzuras ha-pesach over the water. So that was a machloikis. So some achrenim held a tzuras ha-pesach. The frame of the door has to be kida abdi inchi. You put the frame of a door, and then you put a door on. Which Meshuggah is going to put the frame of a door in the middle of a river? So it doesn't make sense. So some Achraim, Rav Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva like that. So he says, Tzuras HaPesach in the middle of a river is not acceptable. Or the same thing, Tzuras HaPesach on the side of a hill, on the side of a mountain. The whole ground is so crooked. How can you put a door? What shape is the door going to be? The bottom of the door is going to be crooked. How are you going to open and close the door if it's on a crooked hill? So he said, that's not acceptable. That's not kidei abdi inchi. The Gemara says, Tzuras HaPesach has to be normal. You have to make the frame of a door the way construction workers would make the frame of a door. If it's pischei shamoi, poorly constructed Tzuras HaPesach, And that's not acceptable. That's a Lashon HaGemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Aleph. Pischei Shamoi, poorly constructed, Tzuris HaPesach, is not acceptable. So the Chazon Ish had a lot of demon based on that. Chazon Ish writes in his opinion, even though Mechitza Tluya is not acceptable if it's above 10 Tvach, if it's above 3 Tvach, what if it's lowered to the ground? Then it is acceptable. So the Chazon Ish says, that's by a wall. But it's Tzuris HaPesach, which Meshugana will build a frame of a door within the economy, touches the floor. You don't have a 2.5 tfachim above the floor. You can't use the rules of lavu to say that's normal, kiddiyav di inchi. You can't use halacha l'moshe misinai. Tzipesa Frank had a kula. Tzipesa Frank had a kula. Let's have a sagging area. Let's say here's the ground. You have kon v'kan, kon v'kan for the area. And then you have kon al gabem, it's sagging something terrible. So over here, it's within 10 tfachim. So if the string is within 10 tfachim of the ground, it's no good. So ignore this part. Consider it as if you have konamikan, here's the ground. Konamikan, and konagabeyan, over here. So it's missing over here. So there's nothing here. As long as the gap over here is less than 3 tfachim, so say lovewood, so it's a good tzuris ha-pesach. How does he know? Because the Gemara has a din beferish, it's in Shulchan Aruch. If you have the three walls of the Mavui, so Minator you're allowed to carry, because three walls either makes a Karmala, so we assume makes a Rishus HaYachat, so you're allowed to carry. But you need a Tikkun on the Ruch Revi. So let's say you have Korah, a beam that goes across. So the Korah has to be a Tefach wide. What if the beam doesn't go all the way across? Here there's a half a beam that goes most of the way. Here there's a half a beam, and the gap in between the two half beams is 2.5 Tvachim. So the Gemara said, Beferish, you say Lovud. So it's considered as if you have a beam going all the way across. So just like the Gemara says for the Korah, you have a half a beam over here, half a beam over here. If the gap in between is less than 3 Tvachim, you say Lovud. So Tzvi Pesach Frank has in his chubas, a hard Tzvi, has very nice chubas. He was a big bicycle. So he said the same over here. If the string sags down so low that the part of it is within 3 tfachim, it's the dal mehacha, that part of the string that's sagging within 10 tfachim is not acceptable. But if the gap between the end of the string over here is less than 3 tfachim, then it is acceptable. So the Chazon Ish doesn't write anything about Rav Tzvi Pesach. He just says, it's Pischei Shammai, it's poorly constructed, Tzuris HaPesach. The Gemara says, Pischei Shammai is not acceptable. So the Chazon Ish holds that you can't use lavud, not on top. And he says, you can't use lavud over here either. When it's coming down to the ground, you can't say if the pole stops within 3 tfachim to the ground, then it's acceptable. He holds that that's not good. The stipler was the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish, so he has a sefer on Erevin. So he writes in brackets, he writes in one place, of course that's a davar poshut, everybody knows that if the pole comes within 3 tfachim to the ground, then you say lavud, that's acceptable. He didn't learn the Chazon Ish. A lot of times he writes things against the Chazon Ish, he wasn't familiar. A lot of times he'll write the Chiddush, then he writes Achaz Ma'arav. Somebody showed me that my brother-in-law writes like that in Sefer Chazon Ish. But here he writes like everybody else. I remember I was once speaking at an RCA convention. So they asked me to speak about the pointers on making an Erev. So I mentioned this, that the Chazon Ish has a Chumrah, that the Kodim B'Kam, the two sides of the Tzuris HaPesach have to touch the ground. It's not acceptable if it's within 3 tfachim to the ground. And he says, it has to be kiddiyav di inchi. You have to construct the Tzuris HaPesach like a goy would construct it. Not that you can't use halacha l'moshe misinai to say that it's acceptable. So Rabbi Tendler couldn't control himself. So he said, according to Rabbi Shechter, there's no Erev in the world that's good. So he said, he does it l'hatchila like that because it was going to be mamash touching the ground. The cars are going to crash into it and it's going to ruin it. He gave some kind of a reason why Badavka, he thinks, he assumed that it's good within 3 tfachim. And then therefore he gave a whole physical explanation why it's better for the good health of the area, for the community, that they should not be touching the ground. But the Chazon Ish holds that it's not acceptable. So the Chazon Ish holds, he himself holds, that this Chasam Sofer is, Chasam Sofer says you start the poles on the third floor and you go 10 tfachim high and then you have the string. So the Chazon Ish holds that's absolutely no good. It has to be touching the ground. He holds that it's Pischei Shamoy otherwise. But he says, I understand what the Chasam Sofer was thinking. Chasam Sofer probably thought that the Kanamikan has to be lovered to the ground, has to be Mitzurif to the ground. So Mitzvurif usually is within three tvachim. But why is the shear three tvachim or four tvachim? Because the chitzu shagdoyim bokim bo. But just like the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, people don't walk so close to the building that they're leaning right, they're going to get their clothes dirty. So the behemoths also, when they're running, they also don't walk mamish right next to the building. They don't want to get hurt. So if the corner of the pole of the Erev, how thick is it? A half an inch thick, an inch thick. How thick can it be already? Not so thick. He said, the first inch, nobody walks. So that's called mechitza she'en agadoyim bokim bo. Nobody walks under that. So the Chasam Sofer thinks, you can have your economy for the air. It can start on the third floor. You can start all the way up and just go 10 tvachim above that, then have the string on top. So the Chazon Ish thinks that it's not correct. He says the Gemara. He says he thinks there are two dinim. He himself holds that it has to be mamsh touching the ground, because otherwise Pesach Shamay. But he said, even leaving that out, he says that a mechitza tluya is no good, period. The Gemara says, Gedoyim Bokimbo, that's a different din. Mechitza tluya al gabi hamayim is good. The Gemara says, mechitza tluya al gabi hamayim is good because we don't worry about bikias dogim. We only worry about bikias gedoyim. That's the Gemara. Mechitza shahadogim bokimbo, we said before, Reb Shlomo Kluge has a chiddush that you can't make a tzuras ha-pesach in the middle of a river, because it's not kedav the inchin. No one's going to put doors there. He says you can't make a tzuras ha-pesach in Erev on the side of a mountain because nobody makes doors over there. So that has not been accepted. We paskin a tzuras ha-pesach ha-gabi ha-mayim is good. There's a collection of tshuvas by Rabbi Yosef Lutzker, by Rabbi Yosef Paimer. He was from the early Talmidim who learned by Rabbi Chaim Balozhiner. He was known as a holy tzaddik. He was on the board of directors of Balozhin. The board of directors of Balozhin consisted of musmochim, alumni of the yeshiva who had prominent positions in Rabbanit. Whenever there was a shaila in the yeshiva, whenever there was a machlokes, they called in the board of directors. So when they had the shaila, there was a machlokes who should be the Rosh Yeshiva, the Netziv, or the Beis HaLevi. Then there was machlokes later, whether Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was only appointed because of nepotism, because he married the granddaughter of the Netziv, or he was really worthy of giving a shir. So the board of directors came, and they said, you get up to say a shir, and we can determine whether you're worthy of giving a shir. So Rav Chaim gave a shir, and they decided he's okay. He can be. So Rabbi Yosef Lutzker, Rabbi Yosef Paimer, was on the board of Balozhin. So he lived in the middle 1800s, Talmud of Rav Chaim Balozhin. He wrote tshuvas there for some strange reason for over 100 years. Whoever wanted to print the tshuvas, some obstacle always came up. So around 30 years ago, Machon Yerushalayim finally succeeded in printing the tshuvas. He has a tshuva on this topic. So he says that he quotes the Chasam Sofer, writes that a tzuras ha-pesach ha-gabi ha-mayim is good. And he says it's a beferish of Yerushalmi that it's good. We don't follow Reb Shlomo Kluge that it's no good. I has to be kidiav the inchi. No, nobody makes the frame of a door in the middle of a river. He says kidiav the inchi. The construction has to be kidiav the inchi, but the location doesn't have to be kidiav the inchi. You can put the tzuras ha-pesach in the middle of a river, and it's also good. So the Gemara says mechitza tlui al gabi hamayim doesn't bother me. Why? Because only gedoyim bokim bo bothers me. Bikia dogim doesn't bother me. So that's a Gemara. The Gemara talks about a wall. The Gemara is not talking about a tzuras ha-pesach ha-gabayim. The Gemara is talking about a wall in the middle of the river. So the Gemara says if you have walls and the walls are not touching the ground, that's okay. Why is Bikia's dogim doesn't bother me? So Rashi, that's also important. Why is mechitza tlui al-gabi ha-mayim doesn't is okay? Why is that? So Rashi says, because Bikia's dogim is not noticeable because they swim below the surface of the water. What if you have boats? What if you have mechitza tlui al-gabi ha-mayim and the boats go under it? The boats are floating on top of the water. What if you have seals that are jumping up over there? They're dancing on top of the river. So then it would be a problem. Rashi always says, Bikia's dogim doesn't bother me because they swim under the surface of the water and it's not noticeable. So the Chazon Ish says, that Gemara that says, Bikia's dogim, mechitza tlui al gabi ha-mayim is good, it doesn't bother me, that's in order to carry in the water. Because the water to begin with is only a karmelis. You're not dealing with the real Mishus HaRabim. So mechitza tlui, we're mekel, bikias dogim doesn't bother me. What if you want to have a mechitzah tluy al gabe hamayim to be mata tilting on the dry land? He said, that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. So he says, even though this cheshbon, the Chazon Ish made a whole cheshbon to justify the Chasam Sefer's practice that nobody walks next to the walls, and doctrine shall be not a mischach et piksomen, Gemara and Baba Kamen, the Behemoths also don't walk next to the walls. So therefore, the Konami Khan that's attached to the wall, the whole thickness is a half an inch, so no one's going to walk under it, so there's no Bikiyah's dogim, no one has any Bikiyah. He says, nah, that's only if you want to be matter tiltal agabi hamayim, there you make it. If there's Bikiyah's dogim, if nobody walks under it, it's okay. But agabi akar, a mechitza agabi akarka to be matter tiltal agabi karka. He says, mechitza tluy is no good, period. Yeah, because he has two gemaras that contradict each other. So he said, that's the answer. Mechitza tluy is never any good. Agabi hamayim you make it, because it's only a karmelist to begin with. Pischa b'keren zavis is a problem. Remember when I was a rabbi in Paramus, I was a rabbi in Yishul. I think the third or fourth rabbi after me was Rabbi Sobolovsky. And I have a few rabbis after that. And every couple of years, I have another rabbi. So I remember once on Shabbos Shuvah, I was encouraging all the people to check that the Erev in the backyard is correct. So each one asked me to walk home with them. I walked home with everybody after there were only 15 balabatim in the whole shul. So I had to check. So some of their backyards stuck that they weren't allowed to carry. There were walls all around the backyards. But if you have pischa, the carrying zov is lay out the inch. It means like this. Let's say you have like this. You have four walls. So if the end of this wall is between three tefachim to this wall, the end of this wall, so it's amshlovot, so that's considered kesosim. But if it's much more than that, the question is how much more? So the Rashash on the Gemara is makel up until four tefachim. He says four tefachim is a shear pesach. So if you have four tefachim only up until and including four tefachim, he thinks that's good. And others disagree. But sometimes you're going to have way more than four tefachim. So even though you have mamish four walls, but if it's missing three quarters, so that's the Gemara pischa b'keren zavis loyabdi in shear. That's not. Unless you make it Tzuris HaPesach, then it is good. Then it doesn't pose a problem. So this sometimes in backyards, in New Jersey, this was a problem. Several of the Balabatim had that issue. Pischa b'keren zavis le'avdi yinshi. Silik mechitzis is a din in the Gemara that many Rabbanim don't know. They never get that for Adav Tzarik Beis. In Shulchan Aruch, you're going to miss it. Siddiq Mechitza is like this. Or the marshal that we had. Reuben lives over here. Shimon lives over here. And then let's say there's a fence in the backyard over here. Like this. So I want to carry... I have a door on the side of my house. I'm Shimon. I'm going to carry it from my house and Shabbos and bring a chair and a sefer to read in the sun in the backyard. So do I need a tikkun over here? So let's say this is it's a bit I do it incorrectly. Let's say the backyard is like this. Ivan. It's Reuben and Shimon and the fence over here in the backyard goes like this. Forget about this. This is not there. So, and this, let's say this is 9 amas. The whole gap is only 9 amas over here. So with respect to the backyard, this is, let's say this is 40 amas. This wall is 40 amas, and the gap over here is 9 amas. So it's unmovable apart. Pirts of Pekis Miyasa. So you're allowed to carry in the backyard the way it is. You have mamish, mechitzas around it. The little pirts of 9 amas, it's unmovable apart, no problem. What about the carry over here, in this side? So if I would have a door in the back, then I can carry my chair, my sefer, from the house into the backyard, but I don't have a door over here. I only have a door on this side. So what about on this side? So on the side, what I have is, I have two mechitzas, and then I have, this side is filled with, this is considered as if this is a mechitza, this is... You can't walk over here without bumping into mechitza. That's a mechitza. but you have nothing. This is called nifritz b'milua. When do you say that the pirtz of pachas me'asur is good? If you have a long wall, you have oimid meruba l'parutz, and the pirtz that's there is less than eseramah, so then it's ruba kekula. But in here, the whole fourth side is missing. There's mam's nothing there on the fourth side. Nifritz b'milua is no good. So some of the rabbanim are saying no, but it's oimid meruba l'parutz, because here it's 40 amos. This is 40, and this is 40. This is 80. And you're only missing 9 in between, so you have 80 of it, and you have 9 missing. So it's Omer Brumbala Parts and Pirtz Apachas Meyasin. So I explained to them that that's not correct. If you wouldn't have the wall over here, you wouldn't have the wall over here, so then you would say correctly, 40 Omer, 40 Omer, and 9 missing in the middle, it's Omer Brumbala Parts. Once you have the wall over here, so the 40 Omer over here, the front, is the street. Is the other side of the street. Here's the street. Once you have the wall over here, so this whole house is mesulut from the whole picture. That's called silut mechitz. If you have an area that's completely enclosed with mechitzes, and Shimon's house also completely enclosed with mechitzes, so the 40 oimer over here is only contiguous to the inside of the house and contiguous to the street. But it doesn't relate to the area in between. It's mesulut mikam. And the 40 over here is also mesulut mikam. So you can't count that. So the Rabbanim are telling this Balabas that he doesn't need any mechitza at all over here. It's against the Beferish Gemara. That's called Siluk Mechitza. Yeah, if you put it to Rosh Pesach, no problem.
So like in Brooklyn, a lot of some driveways you see like that. They put up two lechis in a string.
That'll solve the problem, yes. That will solve the problem. Let me discuss a little bit Pitika Yerbisaisim. I'm going to go a little bit out of order. The Pitika Yerbisaisim is a din. Let's say you have a bus stop. So the bus stop has two plastic walls like this, and then it has a roof on top. So the din is that you say the Pi HaTikro, the roof that goes, the edge of the roof, is considered as if it were Yerbisaisim. So let's say I have just a roof that's held suspended with chains. So maybe say Pitikra four times. No, you don't say Pitikra four times. If you have one wall, do you say Pitikra three times? So maybe Rashi holds like that. We don't pass like Rashi. We pass like Tosfos. There are more passing like this. So you have two walls that are even, two walls that are right angle to each other, like the bus stops. They want to protect the people from rain, so they have a bench there, and then they have two walls like this, and then they have the roof on top. So then you say the Pi HaTikra counts for the third and the fourth wall. So the Ramo has this in Shulchan Aruch. A guy's going away from his home, and in front of the house, he has like that, some of the houses like that. You have two walls at a right angle to each other and a roof on top. So if the roof is slanty, ki ur zilo, that's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. Rashi learns that it's only called the tikra if it's flat. If it's slanty, you don't say pi tikra, you ever say. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, but in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Chumra of Rashi. If the roof is slanty, you don't apply pitik, because sometimes you have a roof that's slanty, but then on the bottom it goes like this. So then it is a pitik. You have a ground and you have a house. You have a roof like this, and then they have on the bottom, it goes like this. But the part that's slanty, you wouldn't allow you to say pitik here, but the part that's straight, you can't say pitik here. So if you have the side of a building, and the roof protrudes on all four sides. So you can't say Pitika Yerbisaisim on three sides. You have one here. You have one wall over here from the building. You're going to say Pitika three times. You have to have at least two walls that are right angle to each other. You can say Pitika on the other two walls. So by the bus stops, you can't say it like that. That's a question. We said if you have three walls of a mugu and you have a kora over here, so the Korah is only Mishum Heker, and it has to be placed there L'shem Heker. So Tosfos raised the issue. Why don't you say Pitiki Yerbisaisim? You have three walls. You have three walls mamish. So say the outer edge, if the Korah is flat, say Pitiki Yerbisaisim, that'll serve as the fourth wall. So Tosfos gives an answer. It's only called the Tikra if it has a minimum of Dalal al-Dalat Tfochim. And the Korah is only one Tefach wide. So it's not called the Tikra. Why does a tikra have to have dalal al dalal tvachim? Because a tikra has to be al gabi makam, and a makam has to be dalal al dalal. So that's not called a pi tikra. Rashi doesn't agree. So Tosfos says Rashi probably would hold that it's only pi tikra yerbisayim if it's a tefach thick. If it's less than a tefach thick, you don't apply the rule of pi tikra yerbisayim. But it comes up every so often. Okay, B'linera, next week is Rosh Hashanah. We better run to Davin Mincha, and we'll continue when Aseres Meitshuva. Thursday, Meretz, Aseres Meitshuva. Very good.
Thank you.